The Truth News Network. We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
Our commitment to you is to bring you news. We don't give you the partisan spin. We don't tell you how to think about it or what not to think about it. What we do is tell you we want you to think about it. Think it through. Draw your own opinions. Welcome to TNN, the Truth News Network. Today is the 20th of July, and it's been a hot one in the South. I think it's been that way in most of the United States. And it's hot, especially hot in Washington, D.C. Today we're going to talk about political messaging. It is a big deal right now. Has anyone noticed some messaging issues in American politics recently? Of course you have. No doubt, the election of Donald Trump as president and his love for nonstop tweets has at least clouded the political messaging landscape. I think it's actually turned it upside down. Communications experts have watched as their heretofore successful methods of reaching the electorate with very specific and targeted messaging have been obliterated by this president. For those in conservative media, it must be humorous to watch the chaos on the left. You can think about this daily. Just imagine the crisis in newsrooms across the globe of cries that say, what does he mean by that? And what the heck is he thinking? And how in the world could a sitting president say that? Donald Trump is actually teaching mainstream media the art of the deal. If they would simply go to Amazon.com and buy his book and read it, they'd understand that messaging is an integral part of the sales process, both before and during a sale. They do not understand this president is always in the sales mode. And that is the most important element of setting the groundwork to close a deal. That messaging plan works in politics too. Think about the things that he has accomplished, things that those on the left wail and gnash their teeth over, like massive tax reduction and great relationships forged with foreign leaders that haven't been great during the last 8 years. And that list goes on and on and on. Want some evidence that shows just how confused the left are in their messaging template right now? Listen closely to this. The following was published in thecampaignworkshop.com. This is the template the left is using for creating and perfecting their messaging. And it says this: do you know the difference between a campaign message and an issue? All of this is from that handbook. It goes on and says, a strong campaign message can mean the difference between winning and losing. In the world of political messaging, especially on the progressive politics side, there is a lot of confusion between what is a campaign message and what is an issue. Why the confusion? Issue politics has become a passion, and because of this, many candidates and groups see the issue as the message. But this is often a mistake. Let's try to stop the confusion. A campaign message is not the same as an issue. A true campaign message goes beyond an issue and focuses on a clear connection between the candidate and voters, not just on a single issue level. The next part says, go for emotion. The issue is important, but a broader and sometimes more emotional message can incorporate the issue and continue to reach beyond it. What is a message? What is an issue? First, let's define what a message is and what is an issue. For example, a campaign message is a thematic view of the campaign's message. That is often more emotional than pure policy. While an issue is a policy position, the campaign has a certain problem. And again, this is all taken from the leftist handbook titled The Campaign Workshop. It's at their website, thecampaignworkshop.com. Emotional connection with a theme, they continue. So how do we make sure we get the emotional connection we need and the specificity that an issue brings? Use the message as the theme and the issue as a way to clarify the root of the message. So while an issue should be a part of your campaign, it is only one part of your message, and at the end of the day is rarely the whole thing. Do your message homework using the 7 C's, and a message box can help you create a clear, emotive message that connects beyond issues. Now, don't you feel enlightened about messaging after reading that page from the Democrat handbook, thecampaignworkshop.com, and how to message? Incidentally, in case you don't know the 7 C's of communication that they just mentioned without detailing, every journalist had them crammed down their throats by a journalism professor. I did in my journalism classes in college. The 7 C's: completeness, conciseness, consideration, clarity, concreteness, courtesy, and correctness. I would spend some time on these 7 if they were still demanded by editors of writers. We're not going to waste your time. Those C's were kicked out of journalism when sensationalism at all cost replaced journalistic honesty and integrity at least a decade ago. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest messaging faux pas of the Democrats. You'll agree with some of them. You may not agree with some, but we're going to make you think about messaging today. That's all just ahead at TNN, the Truth News Network.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Partisan spin?
Not here.
Identity politics?
Or somewhere else.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
We're talking about messaging, and this segment is going to be titled The Latest Messaging Faux Pas of the Democrats. If you're not French, I'm from South Louisiana originally. Faux pas, spelled F-A-U-X, and a new word, P-A-S, means boo-boos, mistakes. So what are the mistakes in messaging, the latest ones at least, of those on the left? Let's start with some of the most obvious ones. We're only going to do 3 or 4. The big one, impeach 45, impeach 45. Everybody gets tired of hearing Maxine Waters, the Democrat congresswoman from California, who led the charge to impeach Donald Trump. She started that cry the day of his inauguration. She's been going ever since. Never mind not having evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Those are the elements required for impeachment of any federal elected official. Waters doesn't like the president. She despises his policies. She beats the drum of impeachment as hard as she can to anyone that will listen every day. Even though a segment of Democrats on Capitol Hill would love for Mr. Trump to stumble and do something that would open the impeachment door, they've seen the electorate grow numb to their cries for kicking the president out of the White House. The appetite for that path to get rid of President Trump is falling away. but not the impeachment cries of Waters. Democrats now are scurrying to find another message to try to get Waters on another path before she really messes up midterm elections that are just months away now. Well, let's talk about messaging faux pas number two. Let's abolish ICE. Here's another example of lack of cohesiveness of the Democrat Party's messaging. With the false narrative of child jailing at the southern border, some open the door to another radical idea for Democrats. Why don't we just abolish ICE? If nothing else, it would be a great message to run on in the midterm elections. It won't work. After all, ICE agents, even though they think they're the villains who carried out the president's call to rip babies from the arms of their illegal immigrants' mothers, and the villains must go, these are the people, these in this department of the federal government that is charged with keeping our borders intact and illegals out, has got to exist. You can't do away with that. If you did do away with ICE, you'd have to replace it with another agency, another group, a large department of people that would keep our borders safe. The cries to dismantle ICE were actually initiated by a 28-year-old political newcomer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a former organizer for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign who had declared, if you remember, it was time for generational, radical, and ideological change. That was Bernie Sanders. She, a few weeks ago, shocked the Democrat Party and the world, actually, by soundly defeating congressional incumbent Joe Crowley, Democrat of New York, in a primary race in New York's 14th congressional district. Joe Crowley was earmarked to replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House if the Democrats win the House back in the midterms. And he got beat, soundly beaten, by a newcomer in his district in a primary. Ocasio-Cortez is a socialist. She's a far-left socialist, too, who immediately initiated cries for the abolishment of ICE. A strong contingent of congressional Democrats initially showed interest in adopting that message. They started floating that balloon out there. Naturally, they tested the temperatures of voters, only to discover that Democrats in Congress who have strong Republican voter support in their districts, those red states, were not going to be able to adopt the dump ICE message. So, the House of Representatives this week passed a resolution sponsored by a Louisiana congressman supporting ICE and condemning the idea of abolishing the agency. That non-binding resolution, which was brought to the House floor in response to Democrats introducing a bill to dismantle ICE, they were going to do it. And then they announced, after testing the water, they would all vote no on their own measure if it got voted on. The new one, the one to support ICE, passed the House 244-35. Listen to this. 133 Democrats, remember, those are the guys that felt like we needed to get rid of ICE, the bad guys. 133 Democrats didn't vote no. They voted present. Why would they vote present instead of no? Listen to this. They did not want to face conservative voters in their red states during the fall midterms elections when they were campaigning, having voted to abolish ICE, because that would turn those conservative voters against them. Messaging. Let's talk about another really bad messaging process that's going on now. NFL national anthem protest. Now, this was not initiated by the Democrat Party. They, however, voiced their full support when they began. Are these protests at NFL games actually political? Yeah, I think they are. And they are dramatically failing. Think about it. What really is the message these players are sending to their massive television audience when they kneel in protest? Let me ask you a question. Do you know what they really are protesting? When former 49 quarterback, San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick started them season before last, He stated his cause was to focus Americans' attention on the travesties perpetrated by white cops against African-American men. And many of those resulted in deaths. However, the facts do not bear out that shootings of black males by white cops is disproportionate. In fact, listen to this. A Harvard University study released last year, as a direct result of this going on, they wanted to drill down and find out if white cops were really shooting disproportionately African-American males. Their study showed that that's not the case. In fact, a white cop is 18 and a half times more likely to be shot by a black man than a black man is to be shot by a white cop. Now, granted, it's a horrible situation when any policeman shoots anybody. Same holds true the other way. When a cop, black or white, is shot by someone, it's horrible. But that protest reason falls on deaf ears. Still yet, the NFL National Anthem protest, they say, will go on during the just weeks away 2018 NFL season. This, as NFL television ratings fell 15% over the two seasons encompassing these protests. Game attendance has dropped dramatically, as has NFL team merchandise sales. Now, what does that mean? Well, under the new collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the players, now NFL players actually share in the profits of NFL teams. Where do NFL teams' profits come from? Television ratings, merchandise sales, ticket sales. These protests are driving the revenue down, and as they're doing it with a very mixed message that falls on deaf ears again and again, is dropping the revenue of the teams, which means their revenue sharing, the piece that the players get, is dropping along with it. Talk about horrible messaging. One would think with the huge national platform that NFL players have, tens of millions of dollars at their ready disposal, and a union that's got money running out their ears, those concerned NFL players could, during the offseason, put together some really big, national, spectacular events to shine a light of truth on many, there are many, legitimate concerns of black Americans. If the reason for these protests, as expressed, are real. Many Americans summarily reject the stated purpose and are angry at NFL players for choosing to conduct their protest. Not that they're protesting, but choosing to conduct their protest during the national anthem. To most Americans, their doing so shows massive disrespect for current members of the U.S. military and those who have actually died in past wars while fighting to preserve what, in their minds, is represented by the national anthem. How could the NFL, with all of its considerable financial and media resources, allow this disinformation campaign to continue? You know, I've been in Commissioner Goodell's office on Park Avenue in Manhattan. He's a really sharp guy. Obviously, though, nobody's gotten through to him that they need to take the messaging issue at heart and lead the charge for its modification. There are lots of ways to do lots of good things, but the messaging has got to be put back on track. In summary, there's an old saying in communication. It doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. That pretty much describes exactly what messaging is all about. Today's Democrat Party politicians have lost the differentiation between political policy and political messaging. Heck, Democrat Party itself is upside down on messaging. Have you heard what their new message for candidates to use during the midterm campaigns is? Listen closely. It's a goodie. For the people. For the people. Can you honestly say you understand exactly what the Democrat message is being transmitted to voters in that the Democrat Party is for the people? Isn't everyone in government for the people? Well, they're supposed to be. Don't think for a moment the left does not have a message for American voters in the fall and going forward. They already do. It may bubble down below the surface of headline news with barely an occasional mention, but it's there. You know what it is? Identity politics. The identification of classifications of Americans by leftists has become, by default, the message, the real message, of the Democrat Party. Proof has never been more obvious than in Hillary's portrayal of most or many Trump supporters being deplorables. Democrats' often unspoken message to voters is their consuming disdain for conservatives, conservative policies, and any other person who does not wholeheartedly embrace the liberal philosophies. And we all know what those are: abortion, gun control, same-sex marriage, LGBTQ rights at the expense of others, open borders, bigger government with higher taxes on the rich. That's messaging, folks, but it didn't work for Democrats in 2016. I don't think it'll work this year or in 2020 either. I hope they keep right on snoozing without realizing their messaging is actually working. It's continually turning more and more Americans away. Have you heard of the hashtag walkaway movement? Democrats don't believe in it. They think it's going away. And guess what? We're going to see in a few months. November is going to be interesting. Let me conclude by telling you this. At TNN, we are contemplating making a big change. That big change would be starting a Monday through Friday live internet talk show, complete with live telephone call and listener interaction. It would happen this way. You'd come right to this website, truthnewsnet.org. And you would simply open a file there and go right to the live broadcast. No cost. Absolutely no cost for listening. Requests for that kind of show keep growing. If we go in that direction, it's probably going to be a 2-hour live and recorded for later downloading, just like the current podcast. If you couldn't listen to it live, you would be able to download the podcast. Again, absolutely free. Choosing a time for live airing is critical. If we do it, we don't want to go heads up against any of those love national conservative live radio shows like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Those two folks are pillars of conservative talk radio. They're the best in their business, the best at what they do, and their shows are iconic. I'm a huge fan of both of those gentlemen. We are thinking about a 2-hour window from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. That would be a lead-up to Rush Limbaugh, who is followed immediately by Sean Hannity. Here's what we need from you. I got to know what you want. What do you want? Do you want to do that? Do you want to keep things just like they are? This is real important. We really need to hear from you. We put this up yesterday on our podcast and on our website, The Written Story, and we got a whole lot of response from you during the day-to-day, but we need to hear from all of you. Please jot down this email. I'm going to give you two different emails, and I'm at the other end of both of them. The first one is dan@dnewman.org. That's Dan at dnewman, that's dnewman.org, or at dan@truthnewsnet.org, dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's our new web address email. And in your email, first of all, tell us your opinion about even doing a live internet show. Does it make sense to you? Do you really give a rip? Do you want it? Do you don't want it? Secondly, what do you think about the plans for it to be 2 hours long? And third, how you feel about the 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time slot. Please, in your email, ask any questions, make suggestions, be brutally honest with your opinions. Believe me, we at TNN, me specifically, we don't want to make these possible changes without your full support. The 30 to 50,000 daily readers, listeners we have are the reason we even do what we do today. And believe me, researching, planning, producing this every day is energy consuming, and we love it. doing a live broadcast is going to take more energy, more efforts, and we feel if you want it, it'll be well worth the efforts that we expend on top of that we are now. We put this up yesterday, and we're going to keep it up for a few more days. We really want to hear from all of you, all of you. Please pass this along to friends who know about us. Ask them to join you in sending us an email. And again, those addresses are dan@dnewman.org or dan@truthnewsnet.org. Please do so as soon as possible. Just a brief little, hey, I like it, I want to do it, or don't waste your time, or I won't be able to join in, whatever your thoughts are, anything else you want to say. But we just need to know if you're in support or not. We can then begin preparations to make those changes or just keep trucking along just like we are today. This is your site. Your wishes, your desires drive the boat. Let us know how you feel, please. I don't know any other way to ask. We never charge anything. We don't take your email address and give it out to anybody. We've never tried to sell anything on this website. We won't. This is your site. You own it. Content that we prepare becomes yours. And so tell us what you want your website to look like. Early next week, we're going to share the results of viewer listener comments and how and where we go from here. When, if we're going to make any changes, when we're going to make those, what it's going to look like for you. Hey, thank you for being a part of this family and your family. I thank you for being here when you're here, especially today. Had a lot of fun. Love talking about the current state of politics. Messaging, a big deal. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is the weekend, and I'm ready for it. Thanks for joining us every day at TNN, the Truth News Network, where we give you what we think sometimes, but when we do, we always back it up with facts. So long.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.